unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop.
Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century.
Fact of the matter is, the UK is never going to be white again.
The biggest genocide in human history.
It's the Fight White Genocide Podcast with Nora, Ken, and Jeff.
Welcome to the Fight White Genocide Podcast with Laura, Ken, and Jeff, where we talk about whatever we think is important in the global struggle against white genocide. This is podcast number 16, recorded July 16th, 2019. Today's topic is the religion of political correctness. How you doing, Laura?
Doing good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
All right, today we wanted to talk about our ruling religion, the religion of political correctness, and this idea that political correctness is a religion. Why is it a religion? It's a set of required beliefs based on faith. What is political correctness actually? It's the idea that professors should rule the world. So we're trying to make that case here. But we also have to make clear that that's what it is on the surface. Underneath, the only thing that the religion of political correctness is ever consistent about is hatred of white people, demoralizing white people, demonizing white people, and justifying these genocidal conditions that are being imposed on white people.
Yep. It retards any discussion, you know, that it doesn't allow any discussion to question what is going on.
Okay. Bob Whitaker did an audio on this subject, so I thought we'd play some of that.
Our present definition of religion is wrong, but this is not a philosophical matter. This is a very practical matter. First of all, the Constitution of the United States forbids the establishment of religion. Unfortunately, we have the idea that a religion is a very easy thing to define. It isn't. Churches are allowed to have tax-deductible status, whereas philosophers are not automatically allowed to have tax-deductible status. There's a lot of court action on the basis of trying to determine what is a religion and what is not. What's a religion and what is a philosophy? When Catholic priests first reached Asia, they were astonished to find that Buddhism was a religion without a god. Gautama Buddha never mentioned a god, but no one doubts that Buddhism is a religion. Religion doesn't need a god. Religion doesn't need a church service. Certainly, all religions don't have church services. I'm not sure that all religions have prayers. Religion is not limited to Christian faiths or Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Religion has a definition of its own, and this is, as I say, a very practical matter. We have today an established religion called political correctness. It is established by the government. It is financed by the government, every bit as much as the Roman Catholic Church was established in so many countries down through the years, as the Anglican Church was the established Church of Britain, or as Islam was the established Church of Arabia. Communism and political correctness both claimed to be against the establishment of religion, while they themselves are religion. If you think about it, every religion claims not to be a religion in the normal sense of the word. Every religion regards itself as truth, and other groups as various religions, various sects opposed to the truth. It's exactly the same thing with communism and with political correctness. They are an enforced system of belief. These beliefs are not based on evidence. Certainly nothing that communism did actually worked. Nothing that political correctness does works. But under both of these faiths, one is required to believe, no matter what happens, that this is the truth. If communism doesn't work, then it's because people were practicing the wrong kind of communism. if political correctness doesn't work, it's because we're not doing enough of it or we're doing it wrong. But like any other religious belief, political correctness and communism hold. They're still true, regardless of what happens. So our definition of religion today is intensely practical, but it is also completely wrong.
Well stated. You did a good job of summing it up. I guess we could probably take that segment and talk about how we are required to accept the religion of political correctness throughout our daily lives. If you don't accept the religion of political correctness, you can be fired from your job. Every Fortune 500 company has essentially their own religious documentation called Diversity and Inclusion Employee Handbooks, where they hand out and tell you about the religious faith that you are required to believe if you want to remain employed by them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, political correctness is not just any religion. It's the religion that rules over us. It is our established religion in Anglosphere and Western Europe. We are living in a theocracy. Whenever people vote wrong, some judge overrules it. Right. Political correctness has the ultimate authority, not the people.
You see that with the Supreme Court, where they're overruling a law based upon religion and political correctness. I mean, so it pretty much, the religion of political correctness vetoes everything. It vetoes the Constitution. It vetoes law. It vetoes nature.
Common sense.
The common sense. It overrides everything. Yeah. And even Christians have tried to adopt the religion of political correctness into Christianity and make Jesus out to be some politically correct figure.
Yeah.
Because that the established religion is PC and it rules over everything else.
Continuing with Bob.
Today, the Holocaust victims are the martyrs of social progress, fighting the reactionary Nazi regime. Well, if not fighting, at least victims of the Nazi regime. We have exactly the same thing. We have our university doctors, we have our saints, and our martyrs, just as the medieval church did. When an inquisitor was justifying the Inquisition, it wouldn't be long before he started talking about the Christians who were killed in the Colosseum and about the great saints who had died for the faith. Today, if you question political correctness, you will immediately run into discussions of the Saint Martin Luther King. You will run into the Holocaust. The reason that what is called Holocaust denial, which is not really Holocaust denial, it's an argument over the numbers of Jews killed by Nazis. The reason that that is illegal in every country outside the United States, and the reason that you can be ruined professionally in the United States for questioning the Holocaust, is not just because politically correct people have a special fondness for one group of 6 million, as they put it, who were killed among the many slaughters in history, in particular in the 20th century. The reason that the Holocaust is holy is because it is necessary to the faith. Communism killed many people, many more people. The estimate is that in the 20th century, communism killed at least 100 million people. But this is not important to the established religion of political correctness. Those Jews who were killed in Germany and the Gypsies and the other groups are critical to political correctness. And that is why any discussion of the martyrs of political correctness is banned by our established religion. Anyone who mentions the ongoing genocide program against white people today is immediately hit with the Holocaust. They are told that anybody who questions diversity is, and I make it all one word, a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. So you're not allowed to discuss diversity or to debate diversity or to debate political correctness, because if you do, you're a Nazi. In the Middle Ages, if you ask an inquisitor was justifying the Inquisition, he would talk about the martyrs who died for Christianity. So which one of these is a religion? Well, both of them are religions. And yet, today, the educational establishment is able to look church leaders directly in the face and say, we are teaching education. We are teaching the truth, whereas you are teaching religion. A great deal of our social policy in this country is based entirely on the idea that the university establishment, the priests of political correctness, are teaching truth, whereas every other religion is just a religion.
Yeah, so every religion says, yeah, we're the truth. We have it right, or every universal religion anyway. There, you can also have a tribal religion. But every universal religion says, yeah, we have a lock on what's true, and everybody else has it wrong, and political correctness is exactly the same. So that looks like a religion to me. Mm-hmm. Also, we have an environment here where if you question political correctness, you get censored, you get thrown in jail. At least in Europe, you get fired, deplatformed. So that looks like a
censored, demonized.
Demonized. So that looks like a religion to me, because even if what you say is true, if it's heresy, you're not allowed to say it. You have armies of people denouncing you, screaming you down. Look at these Twitter feeds. Look at some of these Twitter hashtags, like the ones on Trump recently.
Yes. Well, I was just going to mention, I was on Facebook the other day, and somebody I went to high school with is posting, like, about Trump's recent tweets about criminality in a country, and talking about some congresswomen, and somebody typed up, if you agree with Trump on what he said, then we can't be friends. You are morally bankrupt. There can be no debate against the religion. There can be no discussion against it. If you don't believe, you're immoral and you're evil. Mm. You must have faith or you are a heretic. Mm. No discussion, no debate.
Yeah. Even if everything you say is true, you know, you're still not allowed to say it. You can be thrown in jail even if everything you said, even everything David Irving said was true. Mm-hmm. Judge said, we don't care. The truth is no defense for heresy. Mm. And but they call incitement to hate, whatever. Hate speech.
I think
it all amounts to heresy to the religion of political correctness.
Yeah. And I think what Bob was getting at there too is about, you know, we have to change the thinking on this. You know, we have to see it as a religion. We have to start viewing what political correctness really is.
Yeah. Agreed. Bob mentioned it from the very beginning about separation of church and state. This is why it's important for us to start establishing political correctness as a religion. And then from that point, we can say we have a valid argument against removing it from public institutions. It is a religion. It's being forced, and we have a clear separation of church and state. It doesn't belong in politics or government or any public institution.
Mm.
Keep it in church, people. That's what we're saying.
Mm. Yep.
One thing about this religion is, you know, it's one thing on the surface. It's always another thing underneath the surface. So it's the whole thing is a scam. It's a scam to demoralize white people, demonize white people, and ultimately get rid of white people. So they're always contradicting themselves. The only thing that they don't contradict themselves on is their hatred of white people. For example, you know, they're bringing all these Muslims in who hate gays, who aren't too big on women's rights, and they hate Jews too. So there seems to be a contradiction there. They're totally against liberalism. So why are they bringing them all in? Well, because it helps them push white genocide. Hatred of white people comes first in the political correct pecking order.
Hatred of white is definitely the political correct, is the tenets of political correctness is the first and foremost, we must hate white people. Absolutely.
As you pointed out, it's the only thing that they're ever 100% consistent.
Consistent, about. Exactly. That is the consistency.
you mentioned that it's a scam. And one of the things about it is that many of the followers of the Church of Political Correctness were unwittingly indoctrinated into it. since birth through television, mass media, and a half-baked educational system. A lot of these people that follow this religion of political correct call themselves atheists. They truly, genuinely believe that they are not religious. Yet, the minute you blaspheme somebody like, let's say, Martin Luther King, or blaspheme diversity, they show their fanatic religious sentiment, and make sure that everybody knows that you are not allowed to blaspheme their faith-based ideology.
Right. They claim to be above superstition, above belief, you know, above religion, but they're not. So this is another way you can take away their moral high ground. It's by pointing out that, you know, you're following a faith-based religion. You're a zealot in this religion. I mean, this image here shows what we're up against. It's just a mass of contradictions. But the one thing they are consistent on, like we said, is hatred of white people and desire to get rid of white people.
I was going to point out that you have, what are they called? Westboro Baptist. The Church of Political Correctness likes to bash them, when the fact is the religion of political correctness is there. It's a mirror of Westboro Baptist. The signs that they hold up and their anti-white bigotry, the same way that Westboro Baptist is against homosexuality, well, the Church of Political Correctness is against white people. Same way. The same actions. They are just as fanatical about their religious faith.
Yeah, that was a good analogy, Ken.
All right, continuing with Bob.
You say you have a faith in diversity that is just as much a faith as the belief in Jesus Christ, belief in Buddha's philosophy, the belief in Confucian philosophy. It is a faith. It is, of course, one major doctrine of political correctness, that political correctness is against public money being spent to support a religion, whereas political correctness is a religion supported by public funds. It is not at all unusual for a religion to believe that it is the opposite of what it actually is. So it's not too surprising that political correctness insists that it is not a religion, that it is against public financing of religion, whereas it is, in fact, a religion that depends entirely on public funding. We have plenty of examples of this sort of misconception. The Catholic Inquisition of the Middle Ages certainly believed that it was being merciful. It was burning people alive slowly, holding a cross in front of them, trying to get them to convert at the last minute so they wouldn't spend forever in hellfire. And they, in all honesty, believed that this was mercy, just as the priests of political correctness sincerely believe that they are not a religion. In fact, they are the opposite. They are trying to keep people from having to pay tax money to support religion. Well, at the same time, they are the religion. And as I say, with the Catholic Church during the Inquisition, they honestly believed that they were being merciful, whereas no one else would believe that there was anything merciful about burning someone alive and holding a cross in his face. This sort of thing is routine. It's one of the proofs that political correctness is a religion, that political correctness, in fact, thinks that it is the opposite. It's convinced it's the opposite. This is the sort of self-delusion that religion can lead to. There's no worse provincial than the average professor. He believes that he is the fountain of knowledge. He is the fountain not of religion, but of reality. The problem is, every priest of every church believes that he is not teaching an opinion, he is teaching the true faith. And professors think that theirs is not a religion because they are teaching the true faith. In other words, they're like any other priest.
Yeah, I mean, when you think that you have the one true path and it is the absolute truth, then you're not really going to think of what you believe in as a religion. It's really that simple. Even though when the politically correct church holds the idea that diversity is a strength as its core tenet, which is obviously nonsense. It's not a strength, but they hold this as an absolute truth.
Yeah, political correctness. They demand that everybody believe it. So, okay. That shows you that it's a religion.
We are under Sharia law with the Church of Political Correctness.
Yeah, PC
That's
Sharia.
That's what we are under, right? Yeah, PC Sharia. It is far worse than the Muslim problem at present. Maybe the Muslim problem will eventually become, overtake it. That's possible.
Yeah, so but you got right all now, these... Now, you have all these conservatives and civic nationalists. They say, oh, they're going to impose Sharia on us. Well, you're already living in a theocracy, moron. Why don't you focus on that? You know, but they never say anything that really hurts leftism, so that's their job. So they focus on Muslims who can't invade by force of arms anyway. So
yeah, I mean, if right-wing pundits, talk radio, Fox, if they had any sense right now, they would be establishing political correctness as that would be one of the things the most at the forefront. And I've heard them mention it in passing, like just as an afterthought to a statement that they make that, oh, it's like a religion. It's not like religion. It is a religion, and it's forcing a Sharia law upon us all. And the religion is based upon total nonsense, and we all know it. It's just we're all, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people are afraid to say it. But we all know that diversity is not a strength. We all know that, and this is the core tenet. And we have to establish this church or this religion as what it is and go after it. And at the very least, you know, I respect if you want to believe in political correctness and you want to, that's your thing and you have faith in it, fine. That's fine. But no forcing it onto everybody else. Keep it in church. Pretty simple.
All right, continuing with Bob.
President of George Washington University made an interesting statement recently in a commencement ceremony. He said, when a person graduates, he takes the little tassel on his mortarboard and moves it from the right to the left. He said, an education should do the same thing to his politics. In other words, purpose of an education, a major purpose of an education, is to change a person's beliefs. This is an interesting thing about education. What we call education today, a person who is, quote, educated, unquote, is supposed to have a, quote, educated, unquote, point of view. Now, if you learn electrical engineering, you are not expected to have an electrical engineering point of view. If you learn to be a carpenter, you are not expected to have a carpenter point of view. If you become a minister of a religion, you are supposed to have a minister's point of view. But teaching someone history and reading and writing and all the other things that go with education are not just teaching a skill. They're not just teaching knowledge. They expect to inculcate a point of view, a set of beliefs. That is religion. When I was working for the Reagan administration in the Office of Personnel Management, the way that a person was qualified for a particular job was by an assessment of his knowledge, skills, and abilities, KSAs. Notice that attitude is not one of these things, because an American has a certain suspicion of anyone who openly declares that in order to have a particular job, you have to have a particular attitude. An educated attitude is not part of an education. It is part of a religion. I have a great deal of education. I have a great deal of reading, a lot of teaching, a lot of writing. I have a knowledge of many things. I have a skill in writing. I have a certain ability in judging politics and in other areas. But my attitudes have not changed because of my education any more than my attitudes would have changed if I had obtained the knowledge, skills, and abilities that an electrician has.
One thing I've always noticed from the followers of the Church of Political Correctness is that anybody that rejects diversity is it doesn't matter if they're like Bob and you know, he was an economics professor. It doesn't matter. If you reject diversity, you're uneducated. And if you have an IQ of 80 and you dropped out of junior high school, but you embrace diversity, then you are extremely educated. Mm-hmm. You have an educated point of view. It's absolutely absurd, but this is the it is a must.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do to go from an IQ of 80 to 140 is just embrace diversity. It's really that simple. And then now all of a sudden you're a genius.
Yeah. If a semi-literate black man disagrees with you on race, he will say you ignorant aunties who have never had to debate the subject before always begin by saying we are ignorant. Yep. At first, this is puzzling to us, like saying that we are filled with some undefined hate. But this ignorance and hate having nothing to do with actual ignorance or hatred. We must understand and explain each on its own terms. You are lost if you begin by thinking of real hatred and real ignorance. You do not know it, but aunties are referring to capitalized hate and ignorance. We are dealing with a religion. Our established religion is political correctness, with its liberal seminaries run by mummy professors, aka universities. You cannot argue with disciples of this faith until you recognize that it is a faith. When used by aunties, ignorance or ignorance is precisely what the Catholic Church means by the doctrine of invincible ignorance. Invincible ignorance does not require real ignorance. That is, one can know the doctrine of the church. Invincible ignorance is the inability to believe the true faith, however much you know about it. Every religious fanatic, be he politically correct, Christian, Islamic, Marxist, Americanist, or libertarian, feels that no one who truly knows his true faith can reject.
Yet.
Yeah. So he sincerely believes that if you don't believe, you simply do not truly understand it. Mommy professor is also father professor. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you ever notice, I mean, the word ignorance has the root of ignore, right? So in the Church of PC requires their followers to ignore reality. Yeah, they have to ignore certain truths about race. Ignore it all. You have to be ignorant. Mm. It's a require.
Yeah, that's true.
So objectively, they're the ignorant ones. But yeah, the people who are ignorant accuse other people of being ignorant. People who hate accuse others of hate. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. They demand, not only are they ignorant, they demand ignorance from everybody else. You have to ignore racial differences. You have to ignore certain things within. And you know, we're supposed to ignore gender. Ignore. Be ignorant. You have to be ignorant about it. And if you're ignorant about it, that means you're educated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you actually engage with these anti-whites, they call you ignorant all the time. But it's not like they really think that we haven't heard their arguments. We've heard every one of them at least 1,000 times.
I would love to be able to ignore, to not hear their arguments. But if I turn on the TV, if I turn on the radio, if I turn on anything mainstream, I'm going to hear their phrases. Nothing they say is original. Mm-hmm. They're like Bob pointed out, they're just human tape recorders repeating cliches that they've been trained and conditioned to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like we haven't heard your arguments. We just don't believe them. We've outgrown them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe them. I am not of your faith.
Mm. I said, and you know, that like Bob is in political. In why Johnny can't think. You know, he started out saying it. You know, back in the Middle Ages, that medicine wasn't, you know, stifled by the learned. It was by the ignorant. It was by the learned. You know, that's the same thing. You know, we're not allowed to think. We're not allowed to question this. We're just told that and everyone just believes it. They believe their professors. They believe, you know, these truths that we're taught about race and what is going on, you know, that we're all bleed red, that diversity is our strength, you know, all these talking points that we're constantly told over and over and over, you know, they're the, you know, the 10, what are the 10 commandments of political correctness.
Right. Yeah, we might as well write that out for them. We might as well write out the 10 commandments of the Church of Political Correctness, because everybody knows them.
Yeah.
We've all heard it. Yeah, over again, I'd love to be able to escape their lame arguments. Mm. I've heard them a million times, and that's why I know they're wrong. I've looked into their arguments, and I'm able to discuss it and debate it. Whereas they are not. They just try to shut down any disagreement to their faith and say, well, you're ignorant. You're immoral, and therefore I can't discuss it. You're a heathen, witch.
They got to put their bird box blinders on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have the truth. You know, they have the truth, and anything that you say is heresy.
Hate.
Yeah. Hate, yeah. Which is, you know, and that's, again, it comes to that thinking that we have to get across, that that political correctness is a religion. It's not like a religion. It is a religion. And that everyone is, forced to obey.
I was indoctrinated into it since birth, not because of family or anything, but just because of mass media, you know. And watching a lot of TV as a kid, I was indoctrinated into it. And I'm still, to this day, trying to break out of it, break out of the conditioning and the indoctrination. I think I'm probably not the only pro-white that is still trying to get out of it. But, you know, it's they've put a very confusing narrative out there. Mm-hmm. And, Bob has helped me kind of piece it together what's going on. Bob was the first one that actually kind of honed into what's going on, as far as I'm concerned, and really started putting the pieces together. Mm-hmm. And since then, it's been an adventure of trying to situate what exactly is going on. And, the Church of Political Correctness has done a really good job at confusing people and throwing people off. Yeah. And the Church of Political Correctness would like you to believe that Christianity is at the helm. And that they are the main religion of the United States. Totally untrue. We all remember, at least I would assume most people remember, that whole art thing with what was called Piss Christ or something like that. It was some kind of artwork dealing with Jesus, and it was made out of urine or something crazy like that. That was not really a huge deal, but imagine if somebody did the same with MLK. There would be a national outcry. It would be a total shitstorm if somebody did that to the saint Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know it, because the Church of PC is the established religion. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, something like what's called Piss Christ, if Christians were actually running the show, that would have been stamped out.
And that's what Bob talks about in Why Johnny Can't Think, about the political correctness trumps, you know, what trumps, you know, the poor trump the rich, the non-whites trump the whites, the, you know, all these different trumps. What chapter is it?
The oppression Olympics, the hierarchy of social justice, basically. But anti-white trumps it all.
It does, exactly, yeah.
And they can't handle any opposing religion. They're the intolerant ones.
Same thing that had scientists all worried, like Galileo and Copernicus, the religious attacks that they would endure if they stated their findings in science. They were just afraid to say anything. And it's always a digressed society when people with actual with important things to add to society are being suppressed because of a religion. And that's exactly what's going on in society today. I mean, you have professors that are not allowed to study certain things within, like, genetics, racial differences within genetics, which can be used to help other people. to help races, but they're simply verboten from even looking into it because it will be disruptive to the Church of PC. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened in the Soviet Union when they started to investigate genetics, nature versus nurture, and even studies with corn, growing corn in the winter. And scientists were killed if they came out saying, you know what, maybe nature does have quite a bit of more than nurture, because that's not the answer that the Church of Communism was looking for. And same applies in universities today, where scientists can't look into many things, important issues, simply because it could lead to conclusions that are not in line with the Church of Political Correctness.
That's it. Yeah, the Inquisition. But yeah, that's, yeah, again, that's also an example that Bob gives in his book, you know, Why Johnny Can't Think, you know, that institute in Russia, that, or the Soviet Union, that they were studying twins, and they found that, you know, that that environment had nothing to do with it. You know, it was all hereditary. And, you know, but then, yeah, he apparently that they made him retract his work, say that he was wrong, and then shot him, you know. And I think Bob says in that in here about that, doesn't that scare people? Doesn't that scare people here in the USA that, you know, we have freedom, that we are being censored and targeted, you know, for opposing or going against, you know, this learned opinion that we must accept? You know, at some point, you know, we have to start thinking, you know, do we really want that? Like, is that the future that we want, is that we're going to be shot if we, you know, if we tell the truth? You know, the truth is no defense. I mean, far out. I mean, it's
basically what happened with Trump recently with his tweets. I mean, he said some things that were, they can't refute. Notice nobody even tried to refute what Trump said. They just screamed heathen, racist, you know, bigots, blasphemy, and witch.
Yeah,
that's basically
that's all they have.
They think they just slap a label on something and then they call that an argument. But all the labels they use are code words, you know. They all just mean pro-white, you know. They're just trying to demonize anyone that's pro-white or anything that might be good for white people, like they have in a homeland, self-determination, things like that.
But everything that he said, everything in there was all about Israel too. So, I mean, he's taking that tact instead of, you know, I think I tweeted at him. I said, if you use the term anti-white, I'll vote for you.
And he's basically agreeing with all the anti-whites that say it's cruel and inhuman to send people there. Well, yeah. Well, why is that? Why is that anti-white? Yeah. Well, because of the conditions there, right? And that's all Trump was saying. Yeah.
It's inhumane to make brown people live in the conditions they created. That's basically what they're saying.
Bob wrote an article here on identical twins. Just a few years ago, there was a huge fad on television. People would find identical twins who had been separated at birth and adopted separately and reunite them. These identical twins were raised in totally different families with totally different family values. Some were raised by poor, uneducated families. Their twins were raised by well-to-do, highly educated families. Some were raised by Catholics. Some were raised by Jews. Some were raised by atheists and others by Protestants. It was great television. Most of the identical twins didn't even know they had a twin. Identical twins have exactly the same genes. They even have the same fingerprints. When the twins met for the first time, they discovered there were incredible similarities between them, no matter how different the families were in which they were raised. Identical twins separated at birth commit the same crimes at the same age. They prefer the same toothpaste. They marry similar women at a similar age, and on and on and on. Same jobs, same intelligence, same. On the television shows, the identical twins who had recently discovered each other would talk about how the other twin is me. It was fascinating. I saw this fad of identical twins end with a sudden crash. A man had gotten together identical triplets, none of whom was aware of each other. It was such a big deal, it was on Phil Donahue. The whole thing was going great until Phil Donahue dropped a bomb on the guy he was interviewing, the man who had gotten the triplets together. Donahue said, "Does this favor those who believe that heredity is more important than environment?" Ooh, the guy he was interviewing, the guy who had found the identical triplets looked like he had been slapped in the face. He knew very well that heredity means Hitler. Mm-hmm. Donahue had just accused him of being a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews.
Hitlerot, yep.
No, 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 he said. The fact that identical twins raised in completely different families and totally different families were just alike didn't mean heredity was important. On that day, the identical twin fad ended totally.
Mm-hmm.
Before that show, there had been at least 24 national shows about identical twins being reunited. After Donahue reminded the media what their identical twin stuff meant, there was not one more identical twins reunite show. The ones already scheduled were suddenly canceled. So in other words, the truth doesn't matter. You know,
if it's terrorist.
Yeah. It's identical what happened in Russia. The only difference is they weren't killed. At least we weren't told that they were killed. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were, I don't know.
Or they have to denounce their work and say, oh, I was totally wrong, I had it wrong. Even though, again, you know, simple experiments proved that they were correct, you know, that it is all hereditary. And that's, Bob goes in, hereditary is heresy. You know, that is exactly where we get with these social scientists that are all for nurture over nature. You know, they will put billions of dollars into trying to prove that it's all nurture. You know, we can put the criminology, and we can, rehumanize these criminals and put them back into society. And yet, you know, it's a failed program. You know, they end up with more crime on the streets. And, you know, that these programs that these social scientists or that this, you know, that they go the political correct model is that it's so failed, it's so wrong, and that, you know, simple experiments, simple, you know, truths are exposing it, you know, that it is all about hereditary.
I'm trying to think of like any instance where these liberal social scientists have ever predicted anything correctly
that worked. Like,
anything that can they demonstrate anything of theirs that has ever actually worked? And I can't think of anything when it comes to like rehabilitation, crime, any of this stuff. Has any of it ever worked?
But they'll say, oh, we don't have enough money. So give us more money, more power, and we'll be able to prove it. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's just too much racism and
too
it's much
white
other.
People, and that's probably where it comes to, right? It's they want to get rid of white people. It's all white people's fault. Whites are the problem here, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason it's not working.
Yeah.
It's white people.
In nature versus nurture, the priests of political correctness always want to emphasize nurture because that gives them a reason to have more money and power, because then they want to create the environment that they say is going to create better people. But when we say, well, why not just have better genes? You know, why not just do something eugenic? You know, because that's, you know, all these twin studies say that's about 80% of everyone's behavior. You know? Why not concentrate on the 80 and not the 20?
Yeah, right. And exactly, it comes down to the proper education or the, you know, all these areas of sociology or psychology, proper history, right philosophy. You know, we need to correct all this, and then we'll have a perfect society. But yet,
and the way to correct it is the way to correct it is less white people.
Less white people. Yeah. But yeah, brown worlds of failures, you know.
Continuing in Bob's article. In my book, I talk about the greatest identical twin study ever made. 1,000 identical twins raised in totally different environments from the time they were less than 2 weeks old were compared. In Russia, the environments that children are raised in are very different. But the twins were astoundingly alike in every way. Crime, talents, intelligence tests. Same, same, same. The study was conducted by the Medico-Genetical Institute of Moscow. Heredity is heresy to the political left. The Medico-Genetical Identical Twins study came out in 1934 when Stalin ruled Russia. Stalin wiped them out. The institute ceased to exist. The head of the Medico-Genetical Institute confessed his ideological error and was shot. All identical twin studies come out that way. So no one talks about them. Your life, they say, is shaped by your family values and how you were raised. That is gospel on the political left. That is gospel on the political right. It's not true. Right.
Yeah.
And that's one of the important tenets of the church, of political correctness.
Mm. Yeah, that, you know, the truth is no defense. I mean, what an absurdity, you know, that these simple experiments, you know, that tests that they can do can show and prove it all wrong. But yet we're told to ignore that. Oh, ignore that. You know, it's not the truth.
Yeah, have faith.
Yeah, have faith. Exactly. Have faith. Have faith in what we, the intellectuals, are telling you.
Yeah, it's faith in things that make absolutely no sense and are demonstrably false, but have faith in them.
Mm. And that's why it's a religion.
Exactly. It's probably the most absurd religion I've ever seen. Like, I mean, people can talk all the crap they want about Scientology. It's got nothing on the absurdity of political correctness.
Yeah,
I can't, you know, Scientology, they've got a lot of crazy things. I can't really disprove much of it, even though it's probably all untrue and crazy and silly. But everything within the Church of Political Correctness is demonstrably false. Like, you can prove it.
Yeah.
And yet these people still hold on to these beliefs.
Mm-hmm. If you just look at the phrase, diversity is our strength. Well, first, there's no evidence that diversity is our strength. But if you, what they mean by diversity is forcing, you know, forcing white places to become less white. You know, they don't talk about diversity in any place other than white places.
Mm.
They don't push it anyway. What that ends up doing, of course, is decreasing diversity. If you force blend people together, then they just become a uniform brown, and then there's no more racial diversity anyway. And if you look at the places that did that in the past, they're all brown, stagnant, poor, and tyrannical. So how is that a strength?
Hmm.
So
all the places that did that in the past, we investigate how they were destroyed.
And leftists say it's cruel and inhumane to send people to those places that supposedly had the strength of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you how the whole thing is a scam. You know, it's one thing on the surface; it's another thing underneath. It's just underneath; it's all just anti-white.
I think that's how important it is, you know, to go back and focus on what we are doing and how what we do works and how pointing out the simple truths that expose these frauds, these claims, is so effective. You know, Ken posted on Facebook the other day the UNS review, and in their headline, they had, you know, that this person had been hired for, you know, diversity and...
like some kind of diversity and inclusion officer hired by the governor of Vermont.
Right, but in that title, I'm going to get it here, in the title they used our terminology, the way that we framed it, of what diverse really means, or what diversity really means, and it means less white people. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes to how our terminology is, and the way that we reframe all this and pointing out the simple truths of what is going on. Because look at that. I mean, that's a headline in some article that has used straight out of us. I mean, straight, here we go. Racial, white governor of 94% white Vermont hires black racial equity executive director whose primary goal is making the state less white.
Mm-hmm.
And in brackets, diverse. You know, that's our, I mean, that is 100% our talking point of what diversity really means. Diverse means formerly white. Diversity, you know, is chasing down white people. And that is, you know, we need to keep pointing out how we keep using the terminology to exposing this political correctness, exposing that what they are preaching is lies and fraud.
It's important that people start using our terminology and getting it out to the masses so people can fully understand what diversity is really all about.
Right.
And the underlying religion that is pushing it, called political correctness, and exposing it, labeling it for what it is, and you know, getting people aware, and then we can work from that point on.
That's it. You know, exactly. Stop, you know, what we're forced to believe, you know, what we're forced to believe is wrong. Any simple experiment, any simple, you know, test on this sort of stuff can prove it wrong. You know, that's stop blind faith believing in this.
We are being controlled under a religious theocracy within a religion that is at its core, at its core tenet of diversity as a strength. It's demonstrably false. We can prove almost everything that they demand faith towards is totally untrue. It's just, you know, when people talk about a clown world, this is it. That we are all living some clown world, house of mirrors, and it's all built on fraud, deception, and lies.
Exactly. And, you know, if we don't speak up against this sort of stuff and start exposing it for what it is, we're going to end up like the Soviet Union, to where you can't, you know, it is heresy and you'll get killed over, you know, pointing out simple, you know, truths that heredity is superior over nature, you know, nurture, you know, that there is no comparison there. But yet these people got killed for pointing it out. You know, they were just, again, the truth is no defense. You can't in this politically correct world today, we cannot make the point out the simple truths. And here in the USA, you know, Bob used to say, freedom, use it or lose it. And we've really got to use it.
All right, continuing with Bob.
The best schools in America in teaching the practical business of making movies is Bob Jones University. But Bob Jones University is not considered an educational institution. That is because it has the wrong attitudes for an educational institution. In other words, the established religion of political correctness looks at Bob Jones University in exactly the same way that a rigidly Catholic seminary would look at the education provided by Bob Jones University. They give very good knowledge, skills, and abilities in the making of movies, but they do not provide an education, because an education includes the proper attitudes. When the proper attitudes are part of an education, then that is a religious education. No one doubts that Bob Jones University provides excellent education in the sense that it provides the knowledge, skills, and abilities that an educational institution is supposed to provide. For many years, Bob Jones University had the same status as any other educational institution. No one said that Bob Jones University did not provide an excellent education, but Bob Jones University lost the rights of an educational institution under federal law because it has the wrong attitudes. Catholic schools, other religious schools, come under the federal law as educational institutions. Their students are entitled to student loans. They are entitled to federal grants. They are entitled to tax-deductible status. That's not the same thing as tax-exempt status. People who give money to educational institutions are allowed to deduct that money from their income taxes. Bob Jones had all these rights. Bob Jones lost its tax-deductible status because it had the wrong attitude towards interracial dating. Every religion has its fundamental, inviolable principles. One of the most fundamental values of the religion of political correctness is that interracial marriage is a good thing. Interracial dating is a good thing. And anyone who violates this basic principle will be cast into the outer darkness. When the question of interracial dating came up, Sean Hannity announced that no Christian had the right to object to interracial dating because Jesus Christ died on the cross for it. Bill O'Reilly has said repeatedly that the founding fathers who wrote the Constitution believed that the government should sponsor interracial dances because they called this the United States of America. This sounds like a joke. It is not a joke. Bill O'Reilly has insisted on that over and over and over and repeatedly he has said that, and he has made it his main argument, and he has repeated it, that the Founding Fathers called this the United States of America, and therefore the government was supposed to sponsor in public school interracial dances. Yes, it sounds demented, but let me tell you, he has said it over and over and over again. He has insisted on it. In a sane world, I think he would be given a little treatment for this. But people hardly noticed it, because today, being in favor of interracial dating is an absolute requirement for a person to be a respectable conservative.
Yeah, again, it comes to it trumps, you know, political correctness trumps religion, it trumps Christianity. You know, you can't even say that it's based on your religion that you don't want to do that. You don't want to interracial marriage or whatever. So political correctness trumps. They lose their funding if they don't agree with the religion of political correctness. In Why Johnny Can't Think, Bob also talks, you know, political correctness is a game of trumps. You know, the last chapter, he says it is about the blame game of political correctness. We all know that political correctness blames everything evil on mankind. But leftism also requires that all the sins of mankind be the fault of the white man. In contrast to the evil white man, non-whites are highly moral beings who are at one with nature. This makes things a bit complicated, but modern history always adjusts instantly in order to make it fit into political correctness scheme. Again, we talk about how there is no logic behind this at all. They make it fit. Fortunately, political correctness can count on the fact that no college graduate does any thinking at all. So when they showed white cavemen killing mammoths while running around half naked in the Ice Age, nobody asked a single question. So now when the image of evil mankind collides with the noble Native American who loves nature and who would not hurt Brother Mammoth, nobody asks about it. When Indians came across the land bridge, mammoths, which had survived millions of years and a huge number of Ice Age, just happened to drop dead. So politically correct history is a lot like a game of trumps. Mankind is evil, but that is trumped if the mankind being referred to turns out to be non-white. It's a good example of how political correctness has trumps.
Yeah. And whenever there's a contradiction or a conflict, they come down on the anti-white side, though.
Right, it's the political, yeah. It's the religion of anti-whitism, really.
Yeah, it's the opposite of, you know, white nationalism or pro-whitism. Yeah, everything they do is aimed at demoralizing white people. White people are the target audience. That's the only people they really care about. So they look like white supremacists to me, because.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that, you know, white people are the ones that matter. White people are the ones that they have to demonize and demoralize and put in a state where they can't defend themselves.
Yeah. And our podcast about white supremacy, by the way, is pretty much playing out right now on the world stage with the whole border crisis. It's all about white supremacy, that whites have a moral obligation to take in the entire world and things like that. And that, you know, Mexicans have, nobody expects Mexicans to even care about their own kids. It's like everybody's talking about, what are white people going to do to help these kids? Well, wait a minute. They're right at the border to Mexico. These are Mexican kids. Why is nobody expecting Mexico to give a rat's ass about them? And the answer is, well, because everybody assumes whites are morally superior.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a Bob used to say, oh, if only somebody would just say it. You know, if somebody would just come out and say this and take on this, you know, take it on and point it out. And I mean,
you get one person that going like Cortez, like she's being all vocal about this. You get one politician out there, one white politician, talking like,
yeah, flip the script,
Cortez, about our issues.
Yeah,
flip it, turn it inside out. I mean, this whole thing would be turned inside out if one of them, I mean, Steve King has done really small things, but I mean, you get one person up there that's just, you know, spelling it all out and, you know, not being all apologetic and dog whistling like Steve King does.
Are you continuing with Bob?
But if political correctness is a religion, the implications are enormous. We are violating the First Amendment to the United States Constitution by allowing the professor priesthood to teach attitudes, to require that one have the proper attitudes in order to be an educated person. One must have the right beliefs to be an educated person. No one has to explain why diversity is supposed to be a good idea. You are supposed to treat that word as if it were holy. And I use that word in every sense of the word, holy. No one has to give evidence that diversity is a good idea. You are supposed to accept it. Just as a Methodist is supposed to accept the Apostles' Creed and a Catholic is supposed to accept the Nicene Creed. There's no question of evidence. You're supposed to believe that all men are created equal in some way, just as a Catholic is supposed to believe in the Trinity. Catholics don't understand the Trinity. Nobody really understands the Trinity, but they are supposed to believe in it. Diversity is not understood, is not defined. Certainly, diversity does not include an adversity of ideas. It means that in white countries, you must have more than one race in the schools. Diversity does not mean that a Chinese university is not a university because it has only Chinese students in it. It does mean that a white school is not an educational institution if it only has white students in it. Back in the 1950s, liberals, in other words, professors in general, would have argued that white universities are not educational institutions because they discriminated. They openly, in the South at least, they openly kept non-white students out. Chinese universities today have only Chinese students, or almost only Chinese students, because they are, after all, in a communist country, and they are in the middle of China, and therefore, naturally, they have only Chinese students. So a university in China, which is all Chinese, and there are many of them in China, they are still educational institutions, even though they're all Chinese. But even back in the 50s, I knew very well that this had nothing to do with the politically correct attitude. Today, if an all-white university exists, it is discriminatory. If we go back to the basic tenet of political correctness, all white countries, all white institutions must have a policy which leads toward the final solution to what is called, in code words, the race problem, and what is, in plain English, the white problem.
Yeah, he says, I think he says that all with the examples there. I mean, I write about that it's the attitude, you know, that and how against it. Sadi said that how against the First Amendment, you know, of America is that we must be trained and taught this, the way of thinking and this attitude. But yeah, it's political, you know, political correctness, diversity, anti-whiteism. It's all just chasing down white people.
And again, as he was pointing out, is that the religion only applies to whites. Doesn't mm-hmm. apply to the Chinese. It means that every white institution needs to become less white, and it's the final solution to the white problem.
Yep.
It's also a violation of the First Amendment.
And that's why it's so important that everybody, not just us here, but everybody start labeling it as political correctness, as a religion. In fact, every time you mention the word political correctness, it should be in the phrase the religion of political correctness. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to get into the habit of doing that, so we can establish it and then move from that point on. Once we establish it, we could say, wait a minute, what is this religion doing being forced in our institutions? It has to go.
That is a violation of the First Amendment, exactly. You know, that we're being forced to accept this religion, this attitude, this way that we have to think, that we have to basically hate ourselves, that white people are evil, white people must become a minority, you know, to solve the race problem, you know, the solution to the white problem. And that's what the mantra is. That's what Bob laid down in the mantra.
And I hear a lot of podcasts about religion, but they never mention religion and political correctness. If you don't mention that, you know, you're missing, you know, the majority of what's going on, because most people follow that religion. You know, most people who claim to be atheists, as Ken said, are in fact adherents to this religion of political correctness. So if you talk about religion and you don't even mention the political correctness, which is our established religion, you know, you might, you know, you're missing the major part of the picture.
But that's the problem. They are missing it. They don't see it as a religion.
Right.
It is the big religion. I mean, if you're going to have a conversation on religion and not talk about political correctness, it's like, why bother?
Mm. But that's it. You know, again, pointed out, we need to, like you said, when you're talking about political correctness, lead in with the religion of political correctness.
Or the church.
The church, yeah. There is no, you know, the reason that it is it's a required belief, you know, a required faith that you cannot question. You know, we cannot question the tenets of political correctness, the fact that they say diversity is our strength, we all bleed red, you know, there is no questioning allowed.
Yeah, let's run down some of these beliefs. Besides diversity is our strength, well, they say that all the races are the same.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's equal. That's taken on faith. You know, anytime there's any difference between the races, they blame it on white racists.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, so we have to have affirmative action to undo, to create this state of equality that they say is normal. They say, well, we can't profile blacks. They don't commit crimes more, because if they do, you know, it's only because of white racism again. So the police can't, efficiently use their resources and profile people known to commit more crimes.
Yeah, which actually works, and it's provably worked. Racial profiling works. We know it works.
Yeah. It's taken on
faith. You're not allowed to do it. That's why you're not allowed to do it, because it works.
Because it works, and it goes against their religion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we look at brown countries, they're all poor, tyrannical. But that's because there's any difference between races. It's because white people go down there somehow and create those conditions. That's the narrative that fits the religion of political correctness.
And that's one of the discrepancies to have there, is that race doesn't matter, yet white people are evil and destroy everything.
So it's hard to know what exactly the faith is. Exactly. Because they're always contradicting themselves, but the only thing, as we've said, they're consistent on is hatred of whites, demonizing white people, demoralizing white people, blaming everything on white people, and then saying there's no such thing as white people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, they say all wealth is stolen. Nobody creates any wealth, so then they get to decide who gets the wealth, because there's no moral connection between creating wealth and having wealth.
Mm-hmm.
They say all men are created equal. One of their beliefs is that if you disarm honest citizens, that will somehow reduce crime, which is, I mean, insane when you put it like that, but that's what they all believe.
Mm-hmm.
They said that if you force all these races together, that they'll actually create racial harmony, because we'll get used to each other, but what actually happens is the opposite. It increases racial animosity, not racial harmony. They say that if you turn the economy over to these intellectuals, they'll create all sorts of wealth and prosperity, but exactly the opposite always happens. And that if it doesn't happen, they say, well, you just didn't do it right, or you didn't do enough of it, right?
Racist.
And then there's the Holocaust narrative, which is taken on faith that, Nazis gassed 6 million Jews, right? And if the reason it's a faith is because if you question it, you get thrown in jail. So, I mean, that's a good indication of a faith. And that you're living in a theocracy. If you can't even say something, even if what you say is true, even if everything you say is true, it gets denounced and you get thrown in jail for it. I mean, isn't that an inquisition? Aren't you living in a theocracy at that point? They take it on faith that the only bad things that ever happened were done by white people, like slavery and colonialism. Global warming is taken on faith.
Yeah. Well, global warming is actually like one of the oldest tricks in the books of religions, where you might have some a tribesman long ago that had some knowledge of the stars or something and would say, oh, well, if you don't do what I say, the moon will turn to blood. And of course, you know, something will happen. And he uses that as a way to control people. And it's basically what they're doing with the weather is they're saying either do what the anti-white communists say, or there's going to be a hurricane in Florida. And then a hurricane in Florida happens and all of a sudden, we told you. It's the oldest trick in the book, and they're still using it. Religious people have always used that one. Yeah, like a Mayan on top of the temple sacrificing somebody. Like, I mean, that's basically what Al Gore is like, a priest demanding everybody obey, and if he doesn't, he's the global catastrophe, weather catastrophe.
Yeah, we have to sacrifice our cause, sacrifice our cars, or we'll suffer the wrath of God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something with the, you know, political correctness that, you know, if we come back and we look at affirmative action or the SAT test scores or things that, you know, that they're having. So, again, it comes back to that there can be no, you know, questioning of this, you know, so that we have to constantly adjust reality to fit this religion, you know, that everything that we are doing, you know, is not in reality, right? So this political correctness controls everything. So we're told that, you know, that we're all equal, we're all bleed red, but that yet we have affirmative action, which gives priority over white people to non-whites, or that they're affecting test, you know, the SAT test scores to, you know, to equalize the, you know, the testing from between whites and non-whites. You know, this is happening all the time, right? So that this is the rule of political correctness.
Yeah, whatever they do doesn't work. So they never admit they're wrong. They say, well, we just didn't do it right, or you just got to do more of it.
The failures all come from the non-believers. It's the non-believers' fault that everything fails.
Well, it's taken on faith that criminals are just victims of society, and that we just have to rehabilitate them. If we map out political correctness to, say, Christianity, well, original sin, that's being born white. Salvation for whites is hating themselves. Heaven is the future we are progressing towards. Professors are the priests. Martyrs, we have people like this. Willem van Spronsen, he's being called a martyr now. That shows you we're dealing with a religion here. The terrorist who attacked the ICE detention center?
Willem
van Spronsen?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that guy is the character. Did you read his manifesto? My God. There's a very religious person, a religious extremist that basically got conned into a religion, believed it, and became violent.
Sort of like John Brown, who attacked the Harper's Ferry before the Civil War. Universities are seminaries. We have a Saint Martin Luther King. So what is God? Well, Hitler is sort of a negative God, or a Satan. And we are living in this Inquisition. We have diversity officers, who are agents of the Inquisition. And their word for heresy is hate speech.
Yeah, the list goes on and on with these people. As far as the correlation between what they think and religion, there's really no argument against the accusation that what they believe in is a religion, that it's a suicidal cult, genocidal cult, however you want to put it. That these people, the only difference is, you know, at least what's his name, Jonestown, they went to Guyana and they drank the Kool-Aid. He didn't sit here in America and demand everybody drink the Kool-Aid with him.
that's basically what the cult of political correctness is doing, is demanding that we all destroy ourselves for their silly religion.
Yeah, they're even going after Vermont now because they're too white.
No escape. Yeah. No escape.
Yeah, you know, it's not like they'll just leave you alone and say, well, we'll follow our religion here and we're okay with you there. No, they have to constantly chase you down. They demand that the entire white world adopt political correctness, which means you know, self-hatred and white genocide.
Because they believe in ideological supremacy.
Right, and they're completely intolerant.
Mm-hmm. Totally intolerant to people who don't have... to people who aren't of the faith, to a point. I mean, there's really no comparison between any other religion. All the things, the negative things that you could say about Islam, you could say about the cult of political correctness tenfold. As far as extremism, their views, it's very extreme, very dangerous. But if they were to go do it on their own, if they had their own little, like the same way Mormons have Utah, maybe they could go to California, do it there. Wouldn't be a huge deal. But no, they have to demand it upon everybody.
And now that they're getting some pushback, they're resorting to violence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heresy is increasing, so okay. They're gone from the propaganda and just morally browbeating everybody to forcing everybody to believe by force or punishing those who don't believe with force. Political correctness is the established religion of most white countries. We are living in a theocracy. Our courts enforce this religion. The religion of political correctness is taught at every school and university in violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Anytime government requires you to believe something or teaches a belief, they are establishing a religion. To get a military commission or most other professional jobs in our society, one must go through what amounts to a liberal seminary. If we look at political correctness, it's not a religion of forgiveness. They will hound you to the ends of the earth and forever if you utter heresy, ever. Like, look at David Duke. He's called a Grand Wizard David Duke to this day. Mm-hmm. You know, all the Nazis, you know, 90-year-old prison guards, they're still being chased down.
Yeah. People that were prison guards when they were 13 years old being chased all across the earth for something that they were never even involved in or have knowledge of. Yeah.
And they regard anybody that doesn't believe, they don't just say, okay, we can agree to disagree. You are evil. Not mistaken. Mm. So that's another hallmark of a religion. Some people say this censorship is like apartheid or segregation. No, I say no, it's an inquisition. Even at the height of Jim Crow, no one tried to stop a black person from setting up a business to cater to blacks. Racial loyalists can tolerate other races as long as there is separation. But wordists, like people who follow the religion of political correctness, cannot tolerate any heresy anywhere on planet Earth. Their motto is coexist or else. This is an inquisition, not apartheid. Under apartheid, everyone gets their own space. Under an inquisition, heresy is eliminated, not separated. Wordists are far more intolerant than racial nationalists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in one of these chapters here, it says, in Bob's Why Johnny Can't Think, Who is the God of America's Established Religion, you know, it says today every liberal says that Hitler was evil because he was a racist, not because he was a tyrant. Every respectable conservative has to agree. In the eyes of our established religion, true evil is not a matter of means like dictatorship or mass slaughter. For political correctness, evil is being for racism against social progress. If you use dictatorship and mass slaughter to pursue social progress, political correctness says you are just being too idealistic. It is genetics in general and race in particular that are, at our ruling religion, the ultimate heresy. This is because if genetics is important, social science professors can never rule the world. That's it. Genetics and race is at the heart of political correctness.
Yeah, they deny it, but everything they do is based on race. It's based on getting rid of white people.
Well, and it's the heresy, right? As anybody who has an interest or genetics, as Bob says, genetics in general or race in particular, you know, that's it. So the moment that you specify on that, but I guess particularly it is whites, because I mean, Chinese are fine to be Chinese or Japanese, Japanese, you know, it's only white countries and white people that are, you know, demonized and evil for, you know, having any interest in preserving their gene pool genetics.
Yeah, we're the ones that are preventing this utopia from being created. So we're evil and we're the ones that have to be stopped. That's, you know, another hallmark of our religion, this utopianism.
And of course, all their other policy predictions of social scientists, none of which have come true, but we all still have to have faith that we'll create heaven on earth by following this religion. Even though everything that they've said, all their predictions have totally never become true.
Yeah, have been proven false.
Proven false, but yet we have to have faith that they will create this utopia eventually.
Hmm.
Eventually, if we all, and of course the way to that eventuality is by getting rid of white people. And of course, we all know that they're not going to get that utopia if they get rid of white people. For the simple fact, white people are the only people expected to care about other people. You're getting rid of the only people that would even be capable of creating that utopia. And letting that be destroyed in place of people who don't care about one another at all. And we all know that. And we all expect them to never care about each other. Or to care about whites.
But how do you mean, like, utopia meaning white countries?
They're equality, egalitarian utopia.
But in white countries or in their countries?
Well, in the future, they envision where there's no more racism.
Yeah, without white people, there's going to be no more racism and there's going to be egalitarianism somehow. This is what they envision. Don't ask me to explain their madness.
Okay. Sorry. Right.
Don't. Yeah. How dare you?
Ask you explain insanity. Right. Okay. But yeah, like all brown countries are failures, right? So,
sure.
You know, right. That's just it.
They can't get their utopia by getting rid of white people. That's the conundrum that they have here. And you're not allowed to point that out. We just keep moving forward. Eyes forward, don't point that out.
Yeah, but right. Nothing to see here.
Yeah,
progressive, you know, progressive. There's nothing progressive about turning into a brown third world, like.
And the reality is that even white people couldn't create this utopia. Even if we just had a planet of just white people, we would never be able to create this utopia that the Church of Political Correctness believes that they can create. But having said that, you know, we're in a country of diverse people where we know that utopia is never going to happen. There's zero chance of it. And there's not even a chance of it if the whole world was white. So it's pointless to move in a direction of that kind of utopia when we all know it's not even possible.
If you like this kind of content and want it to continue, please subscribe to our channel. Also, consider making a donation by going to fightwhitegenocide.com and hitting the donate button.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye.